That, at the time, I think was the biggest electoral plurality, at least in a racial sense, that was ever achieved in a statewide election.
I thought that I had some such record as that at some point or another, but I've now forgotten the details.
What about the process, though, that is provided by statute of nominating Supreme Court justices and Supreme Court justices only by political party convention? Does that, and then you run as a nonpartisan. Some people find that a contradiction in terms.
This is a little strange, isn't it?
We talked about apportionment, legislative apportionment yesterday, and remember that the political voltage on that issue was very high. And I think if there's any defect in the system that is worth talking about, it's illustrated by what has happened.
What does Michigan do now?
Same thing. Go to the party convention to get your nomination. Next day you walk out as a nonpartisan, and presumably under the canons you're enjoined from endorsing anybody or exploiting any party issue or that sort of thing. You're strictly on
nonpartisan.
Your own. Well, that's the theory of it. It couldn't, in practice, quite work.
It has some contradictory features beyond all doubt. I don't know. I don't think there's any perfect way of doing this. I've been appointed. I think I've run. I know I've run.
When you faced confirmation for your present position, did you think that was a fairly handled situation? You know, you had to go up against Dirksen and others.
Yeah.
And they looked right down your throat.
They went over the record pretty thoroughly, and there were people who I've forgotten the count on the final. There was a committee appointed. This is now for the job that I hold now. There was a committee appointed from the Senate, I believe, and there were maybe 8 or 10 people on that committee, and I had testified before John McClellan about organized crime. I think I just finished a term as police commissioner.
Right.
And I had testified about organized crime. And McClellan had been very active in following and, in a sense, prosecuting that issue. And then, when we got to the final days, I think we came up against something like the first of the year or Christmas or something like that, and it was going to go over to another year unless a decision was made. And as I recall it, McClellan was all in favor of our going ahead and getting the appointment confirmed. But damned if he didn't vote against me. I understood what he was saying. He said, I want you, but I don't want to vote for you because I come from Arkansas. Didn't he come from Arkansas?
Yes, he did. Right. Mm-hmm.